My mother was brought up in total poverty in Stockport, in the biggest council estate in the world. And she was one of 12 children. One of 12 children. They didn't have nowt. And two of her siblings were given away to a Christian couple what lived down the road. And they never came back. That's how poor she was. That's how poor my background is. Yeah. And I've struggled up from all that to what I am today. So there. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about Angela Rayner, the possible future Prime Minister of the UK. I want to put aside all the things you might think about her being vulgar, about her having a temper, about her calling people scum that disagree with her, Tory, homophobic scum or whatever. And I want to focus in on one question, and that is, does she exaggerate the extent of the poverty of her background? Because that's her background story. Does she, her incredible poverty, that she dropped out of school with no qualifications, no GCSEs above a grade D at the age of 16, and she was pregnant, and she had a child at 16, and she's had to struggle, and she's made her way up and becoming a Member of Parliament, albeit by via an all-women shortlist in 2015, Deputy Prime Minister. Everyone's out to get her. And I researched an article for her yesterday for my Dutton's Digest, which is on my Substack. Do subscribe to my Substack and you can read it. And a small component of that stuck out. I couldn't make sense. And that was some of the things she said about her mother and her mother's background and the poverty of that background. And that's what I want to look at today. Is she exaggerating? Or not, I don't know, but it seems to be the extent of the poverty of her background to get attention, to seem interesting, to get sympathy. Before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you please subscribe? Could you subscribe on YouTube, leave a like, click the bell button, leave a comment for the algorithm and all of those nice things. And also subscribe on my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make, all kinds of malarkey, and where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what is this? In a conference speech, which is reported in the I paper, dated 24th September 2016, Angela Rayner says, "My mum was born on the largest council estate in Europe and was one of 12 children. They lived in poverty. And when I say poverty, I mean poverty in every sense. She cannot to this day read or write and was bullied at school. They barely survived, let alone lived on what money the family had. My mum never felt loved and didn't know how to love. And she claims that later that she was never really loved and never felt loved." The mother, by the way, suffers from bipolar disorder. And at the age of 10, apparently, Angela Rayner was made her full-time carer. And at some point between the age of 10 and 30 and 16, she had to have a section because the mother had apparently cut her wrists and taken an overdose. So it's an utterly tragic upbringing. Now, in an interview in The Spectator entitled "I'll Eat You Alive, Angela Rayner interview with Fraser Nelson, The Spectator Australia." This is the 6th of January, 2018. Angela Rayner says that her mother, her mother dropped out of school aged 12. She followed the fairground wherever it went. She was almost feral and her mum and dad didn't care. Two of her siblings were given to a Christian couple down the road and just never came back home. Had government intervened, she says, things might have been different. Mum's had learning deprivation and mental health problems. She's economically not viable. Now, I found all this very confusing because I then started looking into her background and testing whether these things were true. And it was very, very confusing. The first thing I found is that although Angela Rayner's mother is called Lynn Bowen. I couldn't find any married record. What I found was a record of what I did find from the public records is that Angela Rayner's mother's maiden name was Dean. And I found that she was born in 1960 in Stockport, and her name was Lynn Dean, and her father was a Brian Dean, and her mother was an Eveline Delves, which is a Cheshire surname, Delves. Her mother, born in 1960, had an illegitimate child in 1975, a boy by the name of Darren. Darren Dean, no mother's, no recorded father on the birth certificate. And she got married in 1977. So she was 15 when she had this child. And she got married in 1977 to Angela's father, who was called Martin Bowen. But I couldn't find the marriage record. I couldn't find a record of a Dean and a Bowen. But what I found, and it's definitely the same person, in Stockport in 1977, was a Lynn Ingram. A Lynn Ingram who married this man, this Martin Bowen, and had a son, and then had Angela, and then had another son. So it's all very strange, and I can't work out any reason why we should call herself Ingram, because I can't find a marriage record to an Ingram. Now, it's completely bizarre, and all I can conclude is that the mother, because she had bipolar disorder and other mental problems, perhaps was going through a period of identity crisis, I don't know, and decided to call herself Lynn Ingram. It doesn't make any sense. And as far as I could work out, none of this information was in Red Queen, the unauthorized biography of Angela Rayner by Michael Ashcroft, which came out a couple of years ago. And then this got me thinking, well, this is strange. I should check what she's saying about the mother being one of 12. I go to the public records. I should emphasize, British public records are some of the most open in the world. They're almost all online. And I find no evidence at all that it's common law marriage, someone is saying in the comments. Well, at the age of 15, it's possible, but why is she going by the surname? Maybe she had previously gone out with somebody called Ingram, broken up with the person called Ingram, was going by the name Ingram. In 1977, the checks wouldn't have been as serious as today, and she called herself Ingram. But then, when she's asked her maiden name when Angela was born in 1980, she says Dean. And also when Angela's younger brother, Michael, is born in 1983, she says Dean as the maiden name. So it's very unclear why she's going by this name Ingram, when it's not her legal name. But the other odd thing was that I thought, well, I'll check this, that she's one of 12 kids. And so I checked this, that the mother, Lynn, was one of 12 kids. And what I find is that her mother, so Angela's grandmother, Evelyn Delves, was born in 1941 in Stockport. In 1959, so when she's 18 or 17, she marries somebody by the name of Brian Dean. And the records are perfectly clear that there are two children, Lynn Dean, Angela's mother, born 1960, and then Andrew Dean, the brother of Lynn, born 1968. And then I can find no further children. So it simply doesn't appear to be the case that Angela's mother was one of 12. Now, I don't know, and it certainly doesn't appear to be the case that she had two siblings that were given away to the neighbours. I have searched then in vain for a remarriage of her mother. I invite you to search the records yourself. I can find no evidence. Certainly this in the strict sense of the word, her mother could not possibly have had 11 brothers and sisters. She had one brother. I suppose it's possible that later there were half siblings and I just haven't found them. And other people will find them, and that I've got this wrong. But I don't think I've got this wrong. I can't find, if you can go into it yourself, BMD UK. I could show it to you on the screen if you wish. BMD UK. You go into it. So we know that her surname is Dean. So we'll put Dean, and we know that her first name is Evelyn. And we need to find evidence of a very, very large numbers of children. Marriages, we'll put all districts, as it's such a rare name. And then we'll put from 1968 up to, I don't know, 1985, something like that. But even then, the mother has to have left. And there's an Evelyn Dean in Glasby in Halifax. That's all there is. So this Evelyn Dean did not remarry. Now, I suppose that she could have had all of these illegitimate children or whatever, but it doesn't make sense. And it seems fairly clear that the mother had left home. The mother was out, but the mother had Angela when she was... sorry, the mother had her first child when she was 14 or 15 years old. So there simply isn't the possibility that this mother was raised with 11 siblings. It's just not the case. So I think as Angela becomes more prominent, and indeed, is she going to become Chancellor when Keir Starmer resigns? Is she even going to become Prime Minister when Keir Starmer resigns? I assume that her comments will come under more scrutiny. And what it seems to me that we have, although I hold my hands up and say I'm sorry if I've got this wrong, is a person who is exaggerating the extent of the dysfunctionality of her background in order to get attention and in order to get sympathy and in order to seem like she's done better than she has. There's so many things contradict. She talks about bathing her mother, but yet having to go to her paternal grandmother's once a week for a proper bath. Well, can she bathe her mother at their own council house or not? She talks about her mother being unable to read and write and thus feeding them dog food, thinking that it was braising steak based on the picture on the tin. But the picture on the tin would have been a dog. Surely this person must understand that it's dog food. She talks about her mother dropping out of school at 12 and following the fairground. Well, what on earth does that mean? Is it literal that she actually followed the fairground around? And no one questions this. No one questions it because she is a woman and because she is working class. I don't know. And if you look at the biography of her Red Queen, her colleagues argue that she is manipulative, that she is demanding, that she is narcissistic, that she refers to herself in the third person. So that's what we're kind of getting into. But that's the question I want answered. Angela Rayner goes around saying her mother was one of 12 kids. And I can only find one sibling. It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you all very much for watching. And if you have any thoughts on this, please put them in the comments. And I'd be interested to know your views. And I will see you all soon. And I hope the election tomorrow is interesting. And tally ho, and goodbye.